Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman, delving into the past once again to tell you the biggest news in the world sometime after it actually happened. And when this biggest news in the world happened, it was March 2012, when there was one of those oh-so-British moments of panic. Of course, it involved a queue and some dim-witted politicians. It's issue 188, entitled Gentlemen Start Your Engines, featuring me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, gentlemen, start your engines. Now, turn off your engines to save fuel a bit. Holy shit, have you seen the price of oil at the moment? Okay, gentlemen, pick a driving buddy. We're going to be carpooling for the rest of this race. At $4 a gallon, no one is driving their own car. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Andy, fuel comes in many forms. We can be fueled by a family's love, an energy bar, religious fanaticism. Sadly, none of those energy sources can power a car, so they're all completely redundant. If I can't pour you into my car's gas tank, Andy, and pump you through my engine to propel my vehicle forward, I'm not interested in hearing anything you have to say. And I know you're going to say to me, but you can do that with me, John, eventually. That's true, but not for millions of years, not until your body completely breaks down into oil. I can't wait that long. I need to go to the supermarket now.
Well, that's the problem with you Americans. You want everything now. Gas tank, John, honestly. Hand your passport in and be done with it.
Let me address that, Andy. You know, the UK and the US amusingly differ in what they call petroleum or gasoline. In the US, it's gas. In the UK, it's petrol. Just like in the US, any rise in gas price is a f***ing disaster. Whereas in the UK, it's a f***ing kerfuffle. We have so many amusing differences, Andy, even when we mean the same thing.
Well, here, there's been panic buying as the nation has ground to a standstill because fuel tanker drivers might possibly go on strike in about 3 weeks' time. This has shown Britain at its infantile worst, John. And it is absolute. I mean, it's an extraordinary story. Tanker drivers from the Unite Union voted to potentially go on strike about safety terms and conditions. Selfish little bastards not wanting their lorries to explode in fatal fireballs. Do your f***ing jobs, you layabout. If God wants you to catch fire, he will set you on fire, strike or no strike. But this wasn't helped by various government ministers essentially suggesting that Britain should panic buy petrol. And Britain needs no second invitation to start panic buying
stuff. That's right. There's only, absolutely.
Only one thing this country likes more than queuing, and that is queuing for absolutely no reason.
Well, Andy, I've been watching this from thousands of miles away, and I know that you've been panic buying fuel, Andy. Is it not true that when you ran out of space at home, you actually just stuck the nozzle into your mouth and filled yourself up, thinking you could spit it into your car later?
Well, I mean, is that not what you're supposed to do?
Oh, no, I've got, well, I mean, I don't. It's not clear.
No, I don't have
the
a great
point. Is it's not clear, so you're not in the wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's It's basically, isn't it one of your five fruit or veg a day? It basically started as vegetable matter, didn't it?
I think it's all five of them in one juicy splurge.
Yeah. If you have it with a bit of vinegar and chuck a tomato down your throat, it's basically a salad.
I have to say, though, that this news did also give me a slightly warm feeling inside, because sometimes I like to pretend that there's a worldwide tomato soup shortage just to make going shopping exciting. I like to elbow people out of the way, scream all the way down the soup aisle, plunging a knife into someone's leg as I reach for one of 64 different available kinds of soup. Just gets your heart pounding.
It does. But Francis Maudes, the Conservative Cabinet Office Minister, waded into the debate, advising people to fill up jerry cans and keep the notoriously flammable substance of petrol in their houses or gardens, essentially.
That is spectacular.
It was quite spectacular, and various other government ministers basically just hinted, yeah, it's probably a good idea to hoard away some petrol. But since it isn't the 1940s anymore, John, not many people have jerry cans, and this, of course, led to panic buying of jerry cans. And would you say it's a tough choice? Do you panic buy your fuel or your jerry can first? Or do you just fill yourself up with fuel, buy the jerry can and spit the fuel into it? Or buy the jerry can, fill it up and then drink the fuel? I've got very confused, right. John. I got very, very confused. Francis Maude, he also called for people to build air raid shelters, put their gas masks on and start pounding eggs in case the striking tanker drivers launched aerial bombing raids over towns and cities, Luftwaffe style. So just to be on the safe side, John.
Better safe than sorry.
That's right.
Also, Francis Maude's suggestion, Andy, is something that even a six-year-old wannabe fireman could tell you is a catastrophic idea. Is he crazy? He just made British garages Molotov cocktails. Britain just became 100% more flammable. Terrorists just need to smoke outside our garages, flick the butts over their shoulder, and then sit back and enjoy the fireworks.
He said that a strike would risk people's lives, and I guess that he said that because he knew the other comments he was about to make. Also, it probably didn't. The strike itself did not risk lives as much as his comments making people risk electrocution by punching their televisions in frustration at the state of our democracy and its representatives, or even turning up to a hospital and finding that his government has shut it down. But still, I think, John, the point is, Maude just wishes he was a film star and could say, "People of Britain, these are desperate times. We must be strong. This nation faces a deadly threat. People's lives are at stake. The future of the human race is threatened by the invasion of blood-sucking aliens and their mega-virus of death. And some tanker drivers going on strike, too." Oh, just cast me in anything. I will do it. I hate politics. Also, I guess on the plus side, that if there is complete panic buying of petrol, and they reckon there's about 2 days' worth of petrol potentially left if the supply stops, which it might in about towards the end of April, it does reduce the chance of people self-immolating, which, you know, so it will probably balance out the number of accidental fire deaths with the reduced number of self-sacrifices. So there you go. The government did stop just short of urging people to shit themselves at the trauma of it all or lie quivering in a heap waiting for the inevitable hook of the Reaper, but not quite as far short as would have been ideal. Francis Maude, just now, before we started recording, has urged people to buy coffins and canapes for their funerals, given that they will almost certainly die at some point in their lives.
Well, that's right, Andy. England was faced with this potential strike and they opted to freak the f*** out. Why? Because that's what we do every time, Andy. We're not emotionally prepared for these kind of strikes anymore. We've become so comfortable as a nation that the restriction of anything we use, even semi-regularly, can turn us into flame-carrying psychopaths. Just ask the French. They're used to lorry strikes, so they can cope much better. They just give it a Gallic shrug and go back to mending their berets, which got torn when they fell off their bicycles while reading poetry, swerving to avoid a croissant, and the garlic around their necks failed to break their fall. I presume, I'm guessing, that's just a high percentage guess. Andy, French lorry drivers strike so often that 80% of the time they don't know what they're on strike for. One French lorry driver was apparently on strike for 17 years until someone told him that he wasn't a lorry driver or French and he should return to his family in New Zealand as quickly as he could.
If only Dominique Strauss-Kahn had lived his life by your charming French stereotype, John.
France would be a much better place.
It would, wouldn't it? Edmund King from the AA Motoring Organisation criticised the government, said, if drivers followed normal fuel buying patterns, there would be no fuel shortage whatsoever. We now have self-inflicted shortages due to poor advice about topping up the tank and hoarding in jerry cans. Whilst Brian Madison, the chairman of the independent retailers group RMI Petrol, accused ministers of making a crisis out of a concern and said that they should have sought industry advice weeks ago on how to avoid fuel shortages. Now, John, these critics might have a point, but they just do not understand how politics works, John. What you do in a situation like this is you wait until the last moment and then maximise political capital by childishly grandstanding about the issue and turning it into a simplistic four-legs-good, unions-bad issue, whilst diverting attention away for either from controversial budgetary measures or the taxation of foods that no one in the cabinet would even consider eating. I think these guys should do their job and let the politicians do theirs. Any strike, John, still remains potential. It'll need 7 days' notice from the union. And the Guardian newspaper reported the Unite Union threatening to hold a strike by the 23rd of April, which would be an absolutely lovely birthday present for you, John.
That would be great, Andy. Yep. I would love that. I'll act surprised when it happens, but I'm very touched by the sentiment.
So the current panic buying at the end of March is very badly timed, John. And the key with a panic is timing it right. You know, panic too early, and you've relaxed and got complacent by the time the crisis arrives. Panic too late, and you've just been eaten by a tiger. So you have to get it right, John. You have to get it right.
Well, having heard that blast from the past, I imagine you're wanting to hear a blast from the present now as well. Well, go and listen to the latest episode of The Bugle at thebuglepodcast.com or elsewhere on the internet.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.